Welcome to the Audio Renaissance presentation of Maneater and Other True Stories of a Life in Infectious Diseases, written by Pamela Nagami, MD, adapted for audio by Richard O'Connor, produced by John Baker, final production supervised by Tony Huds, and read by Donna Rollins. I know things about the human body because I've looked at what lucky people never see. In a lot of ways, my world of sense memories is like yours. Both of us can close our eyes and remember the softness of a baby's skin or the sweet, sharp smell of an orange being peeled. But because I'm a doctor who specializes in infectious diseases, a bugs and drugs doc, I also know the particular geography of the body under siege. I can tell some diseases by touch. As I stand beside a surgeon unwrapping an infected foot, I know that the tissue is dead around the edges if it's dark and dry, and I get close and sniff the whole thing inch by inch like a dog for the telltale smell of hidden pus. Cut here, I say, or this part's fine. To know the body this way, changed by some of the deadliest infections on the planet, means entering it with my brain and my senses. My work takes me into the midst of the agents that carry diseases, ancient and new. My job is to disarm or kill them before they kill you or me. Keeping this kind of company is scary at first. People don't line up in medical school to get intimate with AIDS and parasitic worms and flesh-eating bacteria, but in the big city HMO where I work, I often get paged 20 or 30 times a day to size up infectious diseases that come from what we eat, what we breathe, what we touch, and where we go. The rare and mysterious cases I see walk into my hospital every day. Often I work like a detective, sifting through the evidence other doctors give me, the patient's symptoms, their lab tests, where they went on vacation. I ask dozens of questions. When exactly did the pain start? Were there chills? Did they eat a rare delicacy in a foreign country? Is their parakeet sick? I examine them like a crime scene, looking for clues. A pattern of dots on the skin, a whooshing sound in the heart, an enlarged spleen, a pale spot on the back of the eye. I read lists of blood test results, look for shadows on X-ray film, and see what grows in culture dishes. The doctors who ask for my help don't expect me to perform an operation or even a procedure, but they do want me to think. Often I know the diagnosis from the first sentence of the patient's history, and sometimes I can't figure it out even after years of study. Some of the patients I see are so sick that there are days I feel as though death is making rounds with me, and there's always the nagging fear that I could bring something dangerous home and spread it to my husband or my children. In our house, my stethoscope wasn't a toy the kids were allowed to play with. We understood that the barrier between home and my work is flimsy. When I took my toddler to the clinic with fever, she didn't just get an ear check and some amoxicillin like everybody else's kid. She got her blood drawn to make sure she didn't have the same bug my patient had in the ICU. Through the years, I've tried to play all this down because every member of my family, except me, has some symptoms of obsessive-compulsive disorder. It's the ultimate irony for me to have gone into infectious diseases in a family prone to fear of germs. So I try to be casual. I eat stuff that falls on the floor, and I'm not compulsive about hand-washing. But like it or not, a bracing amount of fear comes with the job. Just beyond the fear, however, is the fascination of solving the mystery of a sudden illness that's tearing its way through a body. I can't save all my patients, but I have not forgotten a single name or failed to add the telling details of their cases to the running list of facts I keep in my brain to help me see the next case more clearly and diagnose it more quickly. As you join me in the ER, the OR, and the ICU, you'll learn to see the way I do and feel the reality of the people who decipher the cryptic traces that infections leave in the body. And if I'm lucky, you might even decide to take a simple action that could save a life. Get a chickenpox shot, take malaria pills before a trip, or get an infected family member to the hospital while there's still time for someone like me to help them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?